Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Ask, where we come together every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to come in agreement and pray on the behalf of others. As we always mention, if you have any prayer requests, comments, or concerns, we ask that you would forward them at askhimatminister.com. That's A-S-K-H-I-M at minister, M-I-N-I-S-T-E-R.com. Or you can simply visit us on Facebook at Beauty for Life. It is my very pleasure to be with you this morning to serve you in the word of the Lord in addition to prayer. You know, last night I was kind of thinking about some things and just asking the Lord a couple of things in regards to just this walk with Him, this journey with Him, and sometimes how the enemy tries to come in and infiltrate what the Lord is doing in the life of a believer. And sometimes when that happens, in the midst of trials, tribulations, circumstances, situations, and I'm not talking about, you know, little minor things. I'm talking about, you know, some severe things that could actually turn the mindset of an individual to move off of the path, so to speak, of the journey in which they're taking with the Lord. So I'm not talking about menial things. I'm talking about severe trials, you know, things that an individual would sometimes say, God, why? Why me, Father? And not realizing that it is you because you have the ability to bear that which He is allowing to take place. So one of the things that I know I have experienced in dealing with trials and tribulations and being in certain situations for a long, extended period of time, when you're going through that time period, sometimes the enemy will try to tamper with your joy. And sometimes you have to, I don't know about you, but I know for me, you have to kind of shake yourself and really come to yourself and say, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm not going to allow this circumstance to tamper my joy or tamper my peace. We all know that in the book of Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits, but the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then love actually has attributes or byproducts, which of course include our joy and our peace. So today, before we go into prayer, I kind of wanted to just touch on joy. I wanted to touch on joy. Like I said last night, I was kind of thinking about something and some things and just really kind of tugged on my spirit about joy. And so what I want us to do, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want us to go over, go over to the book of James. Go over into the book of James. Okay. This is really weird. Now I'm not being, I can't find my scripture here this morning. It's really odd and unusual. So please bear with me for a minute. While we do that, let's go over to the scripture that I just mentioned, and that's Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Let's go over there. In Galatians, verse 5, chapter 5, I'm sorry, verse 21, starting off at, or let's go down to 22, I'm sorry. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Against such, there is no law. The Bible also tells us that when we have trials and tribulations, that joy that he speaks about in Galatians, we have the ability, even through the trial, to count it all joy, to count it all joy. Meaning, even though you may be going through a situation, even though you may be tested, even though you may be tried, you still have the ability to have joy. You still have the ability to rest in joy. All right, to rest in joy. So here it is, James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I'm going to read this in the Amplified, just so that it may be amplified. And in verse 2, it starts, and Amplify, consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be sure and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. And I thank God that when we experience trials, we have the ability to maintain our joy. And it isn't the joy that we think we have according to the world standard, but it is the very joy that the Lord gives us. And that kind of joy that he gives us enables us to have strength. Remember, he also said that it is the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord that gives thee strength. So, joy in this verse of scripture, going back to Galatians, joy in this verse of scripture, Galatians 5, 22 through 23, is derived from the Greek word kairo. And that Greek word kairo means calmly, happy, well off, be well, farewell, be glad, Godspeed, greeting joyfully and rejoice. You know, a lot of times joy is actually connected to peace. It's connected to peace. It has the same characteristics of peace. It isn't the natural type of peace, if you follow me. You know, a lot of times when people talk about joy or they think about joy, they actually think of it from the natural perspective, and that is being happy or the depth of happiness. However, if you really, really take a good look at joy and what the Lord is saying, it goes further and very deeper than what we consider to be happiness. Joy is actually not happiness. It's not mere happiness. Unlike happiness, joy is not momentary. See, happiness comes and it only exists for a moment. It depends on what exactly is going on in your life at the time or at the moment. So I am happy because I get an increase on my job. I am happy because I get married. I am happy because I see my best friend today. I am happy because I experience something positive or a positive saying in the grocery store. I am happy because I encounter some people that I have not seen in a very long time. I am happy as a result of a decision that has fared in my favor. And so, again, happiness comes as a result of an emotion from being happy, if that makes sense. But joy, it actually runs deeper than happiness. It runs deeper than smiles and grins and laughter or other positive emotions as a result of something good happening. And it's something because I found that joy takes on a process called maturity. Mm-hmm. Follow me. This maturity actually takes place in the presence of God. Remember, the Bible tells us that it is in His presence that we would find the fullness of joy. So the process of maturity develops within us as an authentic joy that resonates in our being, which enables us to what? Have strength. For again, we said that God said in His word that it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And so, you know, when you begin to think, of what the Bible declares of this joy, what He gives us as a result of this joy, He said that this joy would actually produce strength. And so this strength, it's not the physical strength that we have in our muscles. It's not the physical strength that we built up from exercise, that we've built up because of endurance, that we've built up because it is mind over matter. It is not the physical strength that we have the ability to see in our own might, in our own power, in our own being. But yet, this strength is actually the silent or a silent fortitude that the Lord gives us as a result of being in His presence. Now, see, I get a little curious. I get curious when the Lord begins to drop things in my spirit concerning the word. So I get curious, and as a result of my curiosity, you know, I said, okay, what is the revelatory application of this strength, God, that you have given to your people during the trials, the tribulations, the circumstances, the perplexities, when your back is up against the wall and you don't know exactly what to do? God, what is the revelatory application of such the joy that you've given. So I looked into the Webster's Dictionary, and the definition of strength is the power of resisting attack. And right next to the definition was also the word impregnable. And the word impregnable means incapable of being taken by assault. So follow me. I began to ponder. Yeah, I began to ponder and about the type of joy that would cultivate this type of strength. And what the Lord began to show me, people of God, was that in his presence, follow me, in his presence, because remember he said that in his presence there is fullness of joy. So what he is trying to get the believer to understand, that when you are in a trial, when you are experiencing tribulation, when your back is up against a wall and you know not what to do, God is trying to help us understand that it is in his presence where he gives us the impregnable power, yes, that enables us to resist the attack of the enemy, which means you are incapable of being taken by the assault. I'm going to say that again. God is saying unto us that he's giving us this type of joy that will produce strength, but this strength does not come unless we are in his presence. He said that it is in my presence I give you impregnable power. It is the impregnable power, which means I impregnate you with my power, and that power will enable you to resist the attack of the enemy, which you are incapable of being taken by assault. That means even though you are experiencing some things in your life, you will not be able to be taken. You will not be able to be overtaken. You will not be able to be overthrown. You will not be able, hallelujah, to be on the other side without the hand of God being on your life. So in other words, what he is saying, in good times, bad times, even in the heartaches, the disappointment, the trials, the tribulations, you will not be overtaken as a result of the joy that he's given, because it is that joy that produces his strength, and that strength only comes when we are in his presence. So what I believe the Lord is trying to say to us, he is admonishing us to come into his presence. He is wooing the people of God to come into his presence. And when we're in his presence, every time he impregnates us with power, yes, God, it is his power that he impregnates us with, and then we have the ability to trample over scorpions and serpents with that type of impregnable power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So. Now, once again, he is wooing us. If you're going into a storm, he's wooing you that as you go into your storm, he's wooing you into his presence. And in his presence, you and I will find the fullness of joy. So, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for joy. We thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you would enable us, Lord God, to be impregnated with your power. Father, you said it's not by power, not by might, not by our own strength, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. And we thank you, God, for your spirit. We thank you, Father, for your very presence, God. We thank you that you give us the ability to come before your throne of grace to yet obtain mercy. And, God, we thank you today. We thank you, Father, that before your throne of grace is your very presence. We thank you, Lord God, that it is the presence of God that will enable us, Lord, to move forward, God, in the trials and the tribulations, Father, that you have allowed us, Father, to experience. God, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true today, and every man be a lie. We thank you, Father, God, that even in the trials, even in the tribulations, God, as a result of your joy, Father, you called your people to be victorious. So, God, we thank you for victory. Hallelujah. We speak victory over the people of God today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've given your people conquering power. We thank you, Father, that your people are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are bringing your people, God, through storms. You're bringing them through the wilderness experience, oh God. Father, we thank you for today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that after your people have done all to stand, God, that they can continue to stand, knowing that your word is true. God, we thank you today that your people, God, will know with certainty, Father, that you will never leave them or forsake them, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even in your word, Father, you said, God, that knowing, hallelujah, that faith, God, that your joy, God, when falling into diverse temptations, God, that they will try our faith and that our faith will work patience and that patience will have her perfect work in the lives of your people. And, Father, we thank you, God, that it is ye being perfect, God, and entire, wanting nothing. Father, we thank you. We thank you for that today in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Father, that it is by your faith and your faith alone, God, that your people shall win. Father, you said in your word that your people shall fight the good fight of faith. And because, God, you said that it is a good fight, that means, God, that your people shall always win. So, Father, we thank you, God, for winning power. We thank you, Father, for winning stance, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, God, we thank you, Father, God, that you would give your people, Father, the eyes to see and the ears to hear exactly what you're saying according to their situation, according to their trial, according to their experience, God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they will learn exactly what you desire for them to learn through this trying time, God, that they will get all that you desire for them to have, God, as a result of this trying time. And, God, those things that you desire for them to get, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that it will be a part of their developmental process. God, that it will be a part of their cultivation for the longevity and the destiny that they have in you. Father, we thank you for today in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, Father, we ask you, God, that even as you take your people, Father, through these processes, God, we ask you, Father, that you give unto your people wisdom. Father, you said in your word, God, that he who lacks wisdom, if we ask of the Father, that you would give it unto him liberally. So, Father, we thank you for wisdom today. God, you said in your word that wisdom is the key principle. And, Father, we seek your face today for divine wisdom, not the wisdom that the world giveth, but divine wisdom that we may experience and reproduce and have divine results. Father, we thank you for today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your conquering power once again. Father, we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your truth. Father, it is your truth that causes your people to be set free. We thank you for freedom and liberty, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that your people will be free to worship you, God, free to give your name praise, free to glorify you, free, Lord God, free, Father, to exalt your name, free, Lord God, to even rest in your joy, free, Lord God, to exude your strength, Father, during trying times. We thank you for it today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, hallelujah, God, to build a hedge of protection around your people today. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, oh God, to dispatch and dispense the angels of God, the angels that you have assigned to the lives of all of your people. Now, and Father, we ask you, God, that as your angels are dispensed, huh, oh God, we ask you that your angels will hear the word of the Lord, and they will open their arms and their hands, God, and begin to fight on behalf of your people as a result of the word of God. Father, we pray today that your people will speak your word and your word only. Father, we thank you for today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give your name glory today. We thank you, Father, for that which you're doing. We thank you, God, for what the angels are doing on the behalf of your people today. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, that angels are ascending and descending as a result of your word that is going forth from the for your people today. Now, oh, God, we thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that which you're doing, oh, God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, that you even binded the hands of the enemy, Father. Now, God, for those things that the enemy would try to do, God, to infiltrate the lives of your people, those things that you have not allowed. Father, we thank you for binding his hands today in the name of Jesus, oh God. And for that, we give your name glory, God. We give your name praise and honor. Oh God, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. We thank you, Father God, the God that even the fruit of the Spirit, God, we thank you for reminding us. We thank you for reminding us of those fruits today. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. God, that your promises are yea and amen. We thank you, Lord God, that your people will take their eyes off the things that they can see, Father, and concentrate on the things that they cannot see. Because, God, you said in your word that the things that we can see are temporal, but the things we cannot see are eternal. Father, we thank you for the eternal blessing. We thank you for the eternal promise today. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we give your name glory. Yes, God, we give your name honor and we give your name praise. Father, we pray today that we will not forget, God. We will not forget where our help cometh from. God, but we will look upon a hill, God, the hill, Father, which represents your help. Oh, God, we thank you for today in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that your word will produce the very promises in the lives of your people. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, God, that we could look at your word, Father, and your word, oh God, will remind us, Father God, of that which you desire for us to have. Oh, Father, we thank you for today. And God, we say, God, and we confess and decree your word. God, you said that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. God, you maketh your people to lie down in green pastures, and you lead them beside still waters. You restore the souls of your people, and you lead your people in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And yea, though your people walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they shall fear no evil, for you are with them. Your rod and your staff, they comfort them. You prepare a table before the presence of the enemies of your people. You anoint their heads with oil, and their cups runneth over. God, surely goodness, surely goodness, surely, surely goodness, and mercy shall follow your people all the days of their lives, and they, your people, shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for that which you're giving unto your people. We thank you, Father God, that your people shall recognize and understand that even though they may be in trials and tribulations, God, that yet there is another side. So, Father, we thank you, God, for giving your people the ability, God, the tenacity, God, the wherewithal, Father, and yet the strength, oh God, to move forward to the other side. We thank you, God, for what you have, hallelujah, on the other side for your people. We thank you, Lord God, that as a result, God, of that which you've spoken, God, according to Psalms 23. Oh, God, we thank you for the oil that will come as a result of the trial, the oil that will allow them, oh, God, to walk freely on the other side. Oh, God, we thank you for it today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to seal this prayer. We ask you, God, to seal it, God, in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. And because of our amen today, God, we say that it is so, that it is established, God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, you said in your word that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, that you will allow your people to see and experience the results, the products, the answers to their prayers that are according to your will, that are according to your heavenly desire. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Father. We thank you for who you are today. Hallelujah. We recognize that without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing. We have nothing. Everything that we have, you have given it unto us. And so, therefore, Father, we give it back to you. We are nothing without you, God. We can't speak a thing without you. We can't do anything here in this earth realm without your hand, without you, Father. We can't move without you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your hand that is on the lives of your people. We thank you. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. We bless you today. We honor you today. We give your name the highest praise. We say hallelujah to you, God. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, beloved, I just want to encourage you this morning. If you are going through a trial, if you are experiencing tribulation, if you are going through a period or a timing in your life where you feel like your back is up against a wall and you're asking God, why, God, why? Just know that even through this time, you have the ability to sustain your joy. And that joy that the Lord is giving unto you, that joy produces strength. And it is the strength that will enable you to stand after you've done all to stand. You can continue to stand. It is that strength that the Lord has given unto you that will enable you to keep your eye on the promise, to keep your mind on the things of God. That type of strength will not cause you to compromise. That type of strength will cause you to run the race, and it will enable you to reach the finish line. You are a winner today. You are a conqueror today. You are an overcomer today. You win. You win today. That is a result of your own doing, by what the hand of the Lord is doing in your life and in your situation. Even if you can't see it, God is doing it. He is working on your behalf today. So, beloved, once again, I encourage you to stay encouraged, to keep your eyes on God, to keep your mind steadfast on what he said to you. Hallelujah. You will not lose your mind. You will not lose your mind, but God is keeping your mind, and that's why your mind has to stay on Christ Jesus. Until next week, we love you. Jesus loves you even the more. We continue to pray for you. We ask that you pray for us as we pray for you. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, as we always mention, you can send them to askhimatminister.com. That's askhim at minister, minister.com. Or simply visit us on Facebook at Beauty for Life Founder. Again, until next week, beloved, be encouraged. Take joy. Take joy. Take joy. Hallelujah. And don't miss your opportunity to be in the presence of an Almighty God. Until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.